You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day and another week. On the telephone now, therefore, for the 5 o'clock shadow is Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital. And maybe Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth will join the conversation in the next couple of minutes. Maybe not. But anyway, nonetheless, Greg, what a week it's been. I've just been speaking to Liston Mainshees, and I went through a whole page of notes that I'd made about what has happened this week. And it's been an astonishing 5 days.
Yes. I mean, you could really write a chapter of a book. There's just so much action and drama and tweets and geopolitics and local trading updates. We feel like we've earned our money as brokers this week.
Yes, of course. And I feel sorry for you if you haven't earned your money. But Greg, let's have a look at what's happened today, because the US non-farm payrolls number came out at 2:30 p.m. South African time, and the US economy created 164,000 new jobs outside of the agricultural sector, and the unemployment rate remained, I think, at 3.7%, which is essentially full employment. So the market said to itself, well, let's sell off. Well, that was the initial reaction. What's the S&P and the Dow doing at the moment?
Yeah, it's sort of still a knock-on from last night. We on the Dow right now, we're down 295. Just mentioned the FTSE because it's right below on my Bloomberg terminal. Down 185, that's a big number.
That's huge.
Let's have a look at the NASDAQ. No, it can't be.
Go on.
It's down 147 points, S&P down 38. So we're well below...
Didn't we say this morning that it had a feeling about it? Didn't we say that the Thursday feeling with the market making what is essentially in technical terms a key reversal, in other words, being up 300 and then closing down nearly 300, didn't we say this morning that the Friday looked a little bit ugly and then we'd have a worrisome weekend and then on Monday everyone would get stuck into the selling again? We did put that out there, didn't we?
Yeah, we definitely had that feeling, and we were discussing the movement up in the gold price, the movement down in oil. Gold has become once again a fear gauge here, with the markets pushing back to 1446, close to last night's highs, which around 1450, after mid-morning being back in the 1430s. So it seems as almost as if you see money coming for gold and people are probably selling stocks. Down there. We left the office yesterday expecting the Dow to be up when we walked in this morning. So anything can happen, but it looks like some heavy selling taking place that side.
Let me give you the spot prices, Greg, and then you can get the top five and bottom five going here. So let me just adjust my sharenet.co.za screen. Here we go. Notice the RAND was 1470 this morning, and goodness me, it's gone even further with the risk-off trade, so-called. The dollar RAND is 1475, the British pound against the RAND 1787, and the euro RAND is, 1637. That pains me enormously. The euro dollar is exactly 1.11. And England were at 111 for one, by the way, just after lunch in the cricket test. But the gold price, this is pushing all-time, when I say all-time, I mean this year's highs, $1,447 an ounce, up a couple. The platinum price is $844 and a bit, which is down $9 an ounce. Palladium, give us that one if you would.
Down $30, right on 1400 on the nose. It dip into the 1300s, but it's bouncing back. But it's had a tumultuous few days.
$62.34 is the Brent crude oil price, which is up $1.17 or nearly 2%, but way, way off the week's highs. And if we have a look at the Dow Jones is currently down 318 points or 1.2%, following up yesterday's 280-point fall to the downside. The FTSE in London, 2.5% weaker. The NASDAQ, 1.9% down. S&P, 1.3% to the negative. Mr. Trump, you've really done it this time, haven't you? Your big hero, Greg.
Yeah, I think you're probably trying to send a message to the Chinese delegation at the talks there that there's no nonsense. Sometimes the world needs a bully, you know, and we've certainly got one.
He's a bully. Yeah, he's one of those playground bullies. It's all talk and no fists, I say.
This was a very good – the point of Trump is don't take anything he says literally. He says, I'm going to put on the tariffs. Don't do anything until he actually does.
I spoke to Liston Mainshees this afternoon. You can listen to that on strictlybusinesspodcast.com, and it was the weekly wrap. And he is a clever fella. I mean, he's stricken in years like we are, but he's a little bit more stricken than we are. But he said to me on air, Greg, he said that the behavior of Donald Trump over the last 36 to 48 hours is bordering on not psychotic, that wasn't the word. It's a form of madness. But he basically said that the chap has lost his mind. And you don't believe that?
No, I don't believe it. I sort of see the markets in the world as like a bunch of teenagers that have arrived at the army. And Trump is the drill sergeant. And you'll make sure your bed is iron. He'll tell you what to do. Though people need to be told what to do. We need leaders like this.
Yeah, like we need Mussolini and Hitler. Yeah, we really need leaders like this. Greg, let's have a look at the top five major movers on the JSE Securities Exchange today, if we can. You start with the leaders and I'll go with the laggards.
It's a gold party again. The Anglo Gold recovering everything from pre-its update, up 8%, R283.96. So once again, it's by the dips on these golds. Harmony up 5.5%, R38.70. Goldfields up 5.5%. R79.26. That also gave an update. Sibanye fighting back nicely, 18.72. Hammerson's on the recovery a little bit, up 2.2%, R38.02.
On the downside, we've got Anglo American Platinum down 7.3%. Naspers, this is massive, down 4.3%. We'll talk about that in a second. Mondi PLC is a 4.2% loser. Kumba Iron Ore down 4.1%. And Mediclinic down 4%. Anglo American Platinum is obviously an international macroeconomic story. Naspers, I think the same with what's going on in the Far East and with particular reference, I think, to Hong Kong and China.
Yes, and this morning when we came in, you know, one of the things I always note is the movement in Tencent overnight, that was down 2.6%. Naspers had been on a run, so it was due to give up some ground. It actually had a decent auction, recovered some, finished the day, let me get the exact number here, finished the day down R132, but at one point it was down over R150. So perhaps an opportunity on the dip there, but it's tricky to go along these things over the weekend.
What do you think is going to happen for the rest of the evening? I mean, this time last night we were talking to David Shapiro and we were saying, look at the Dow Jones, it's recovered everything and we've got to be buying the dips. Could there be that sort of turnaround again tonight? In other words, we're down around about 300 now on the Dow Jones. Maybe we'll be level at the end of the evening. We just don't know.
We just don't know. Someone was looking at the stats and saying, Trump normally does these moves on a Thursday night, so I don't know what he has for dinner on Thursdays. It makes him pretty grumpy.
Same as he has every other night, McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken. Greg, give us the closing JSE indexes, please.
Sure. Banks down 1.6, financials down 1.1, industrials down 0.44, retailers, they were positive, man. It's disappointing, down 0.16 by the end of the day. Gold shares up 5.89. Platts down 2.2, resources down 1.6. That left the market down 1.8%, 1,053 points at 56,170. Mr. Brightside for this afternoon is volume, 21.5 billion, so back above the 20.
Very good indeed. Greg Davies, thanks so much for your time this evening and all week. It's been a really, really interesting week, and next week I think is going to be just as interesting. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.